This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. DIA CEO Phil Washington may soon be on his way to Washington, D.C. The Seattle Times reports that the Biden administration will soon nominate Washington to run the Federal Aviation Administration. Washington has been in charge at DIA since last summer. Before that, he ran Metro in Los Angeles and RTD in Denver. CPR has not yet been able to independently confirm the newspaper report. A dozen Metro Denver district superintendents are condemning the State Board of Education's order to reorganize a Commerce City school district. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State law allows the board to direct improvement plans if a district has low ratings for more than 5 years. Adams 14 has posted low ratings for 9 years. The order means the district's 6,000 students could be absorbed by bordering districts. The superintendents of nearby metro districts, including Denver, Cherry Creek, and 27J in Brighton, say the action demeans every student, parent, and staff member in the district. They ask the board to rescind the order. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
At the Ninth Summit the Americas in Los Angeles on Tuesday, the Biden administration announced that Denver will host the first Cities Summit of the Americas. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Hundreds of local politicians and private sector leaders from the Americas will gather in April 2023 to discuss big issues cities face, including sustainability, climate change, women's empowerment, public safety, and the renewal of democracy. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Live coverage of the first primetime hearing on the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol begins at 6 p.m. Listen here and at CPR.org. This is CPR News.